Get in real close, please. Can you all hear me back there? Get in so you can all hear me. All the way people in. Bring them in. Sandra, come in.
Tibetan style, guys.
Squeeze in.
Squeeze.
Can you all hear me? This is our last little bit together. So to whatever degree this means something for you. I mean, I don't even know why they go around the right-hand side. Don't ask me, but somehow it's one of those things I just do because my sources say it's okay. So whatever reason, we're going to circumnavigate one time. Come to this entrance. This is the back entrance. We'll go around one time and do your own trip in your own heart. Make your own aspirations. Whatever you feel you want to aspire to about your life, about your health, about your long-term goals, whatever you like. Make it your own little thing. Say mantras, do aspirations, say some prayers, whatever you like, but make it really like from the heart. And we all know the more strongly you do something, the more like, the deeper the impression in the mind, which is the meaning of karma, you know. So think this way, do your own thing, walk slowly, whatever, then all come up, walk up here, and then go to this big main level, and you'll see that we'll find a little spot around the main level, not the very top, the middle level. We'll find a spot where we can set up the water bowls and do a 10-minute teaching and puja, okay? And just keep silent, be just like your little retreat mode for your own sake. And the more seriously you feel it and say it and want it, that's the power of the mind, you know? Do your own thing, whatever it might be. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let's go. Circle back with that one time or meet up there.
Go fast, go slow.
So find a way to sit here.
Yep.
Just get comfy, get close and comfy.
Find a cushion, get comfy. Cushion. Auspicious if you are, if you have taken refuge, at least it's auspicious you prostrate first. In fact, stand up to war already. Sorry, forgive me. Stand up to war already. We'll do it nicely.
Sorry,
I
didn't
So we just, all together, just thinking, offering these bowls. The first one, this is basically, we'll do it together. Okay, wait, it's finished. So, are we all here?
No.
Let's go to work. Squeeze in. Again, to the extent that any of this means anything to you, so I'll explain. This is the first of all, this is in general, this attitude of generosity, right? So we understand generosity when it comes to offering individuals and offering dogs, but it seems kind of weird to offer to a being who we think is in the sky, a Buddha, you know? And so the logic of it is it's an action for our benefit. We know logically that if we give somebody, they get the dollars, but we are the beneficiary of the generosity, the action of generosity. Karmically speaking, it's so powerful. So first of all, morality is the cause. Non-harming practice in the context of vows is the main cause of even just getting a human body. But in order to get leisure and space and time in order to practice a spiritual path, that's the result of generosity. So generosity in particular to the Buddhas and blah, 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 is said to be very potent practice individually. So here this practice is, I forgot if I mentioned it, but it's based on it's in Tantra, and it's based on a tradition. I think I did mention it. No, I'll say it again. It's based on a tradition in the on Indian style, when you greet a guest, the first thing you do is offer water for drinking, nectar to drink, to refresh. The next is you sit them down, and the next offering is water for washing their feet. The third is you offer flower garlands. The fourth is you must offer incense. The fifth is lights. The sixth is perfume. The seventh is food. And the eighth is music. So it's been kind of stylized in this offering ritual or ceremony that has that meaning. So when Atisha, people would put those actual things on their altars. But then when Atisha came to Tibet, you know, he said that to protect you from getting really attached to your own offerings, the water in Tibet was so pure that you use water in the bowls and you visualize each offering. So I'll just sing it in Tibetan as we do each one, and you just visualize. The first one is Argam, which is water for drinking. And the next is Om Sava Chatagana Mahas. What is it? Om Sava Chatagana. No, the first one. Om Sava Chatagana Argam Padisa Soha. The next one, water for nectar, for washing the feet. Om Sava Chatagana Mahapajam Puris Padisa Putsa Mega Samudra Sparana Sama Ahung. Flowers. Om Sava Chatagana Mahapamajora Saparibore Pupe Padisa Putsa Mega Samudra Sparana Samaya Ahung. Om incense. Om Sava Chatagana Mahapa Pamachora Saparibare Vajadupe Padisa Putsa Mega Samudra Sparana Samaya Ahung. Lights. Om Sava Chatagana Mahapamachora Sapari Alokati Aloki Alo something Saparibare Irambarika Kai Kai Sung Pesoha. Perfume. Om Sava Chatagana Mahapamachora Saparibare Vajag Gende Padisa Putsa Mega Samudra Sparana Samaya Ahung. Food. Om Sava Chatagana Mahapamachora Saparibare Vajad New Day Padisa Putsa Mega Samudra Sparana Samaya Ahung. Music. Om Sava Chatagana Mahapamachora Saparibare. It was my bell and doji. Sorry. Thank you. Shaptar. Padisa Putsa Mega Samudra Sparana Samaya Ahung. Okay, so I think we just do a couple of little daily, those morning prayers. Get your prayer books out. And if you didn't bring, you can share. A couple of those little prayers, okay? Did you do that? Standing up, let me sit down. Daily prayers. So imagine that the stupa itself, if you have a really pure view, you visualize the entire thing is a manifestation of Buddha mind. So imagine the whole thing is a holy object, the manifestation of Buddha mind. And all the lamas say something really potent, really powerful, really marvelous, this place.
Lama Sangye Lama Chudejin Lama Gedun Te Kun Gi Je Po Lama Yin Lama Nam La Kyab Su Chi Lama Sangye Lama Chudejin Lama Gedun Te Kun Gi Je Po Lama Yin Lama Nam La Kyab Su Chi Lama Sangye Lama Chudejin Lama Gedun Te Kun Gi Je Po Lama Yin Lama Nam La Kyab Su Chi. Our bodhicitta is generating this powerful thought that, you know, no matter how long it takes, it's long term, sowing the seeds, digging the groove in your mind. I want to, for the sake of all beings, may I become a Buddha. May I become a Buddha. This is the thought. Jag jang zhen dun druble, du jag yi jang chur sem kye do. Jag jang zhen dun druble, du jag yi jang chur sem kye do. Jag jang zhen dun druble, du jag yi jang chur sem kye do. Now imagine the place, totally pristine, radiant, blissful. Like, in other words, they call it pure view. But you lift your game and see everything is transcendental wisdom and bliss, you know, the nature of that. Imagine that. A very appropriate place to want to invite the Buddha to be here. Cham che druni s'agit d'un segment la soc mais pas d'un l'actil tanya benur yerang jin jampor negurchig.
Now the offerings. I can't remember it. Can I borrow something? My iPad.
Invocation?
Just give it to me. No, not invocation. I forget some of the prayers. The offering prayer. Making the offerings. And then multiplying. But no, we've got to invoke first. You're right. Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. I might be cheeky. Sorry. This is the thing that Rama Zopas are saddest about, us Westerners, that we don't memorize. Because everything stays in your mind, you bring it to the next life, it's much easier to grab onto it again. If you don't memorize, it doesn't stay in your mind. We don't even memorize phone numbers now, we just look up our contacts, don't we? What page was it?
53.
Thank you. Okay, now we invoke, request the holy beings to be here.
Malu sem chen kun gi gun gyur shing du je pun che mi ze jong se
and now we make offerings.
La jag mi che pe se ya su shang dang yi ki chu.
These offerings here and as many as we can imagine in the universe.
Chun zan che tin la na me nam ke kam kun kya byu chi.
And now we multiply with the Sanskrit mantra, imagining filling the space in millions of multiplications. And remember, if every thought counts, then clearly the more powerful, the more virtuous, the more optimistic, the stronger the imprint. It's sort of logical, you know. Anything you put more effort into brings more success. It's kind of clear. So we're talking about thoughts here, imagining, offering.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vajrasadakamudene Chajagatayarahate Samyaksam Buddhaya Tayata Om Vajre Vajre Mahavajre Mahateja Vajre Mahabodhi Chita Vajre Mahabodhi Mandopasam Kramana Vajre Sarvakama Avarana Nishodana Vajre Svaha. Om Namo Bhagavate Vajrasadakamudene Chajagataya Rahate Samyaksam Buddhaya Tayata Om Vajre Vajre Mahavajre Mahateja Vajre Mahavidya Vajre Mahabodhi Chita Vajre Mahabodhi Mandopasam Kramana Vajre Sarvakama Avarana Vishodana Vajre Svaha. Om Namo Bhagavate Vajrasada Pramadane Chajagataya Rahate Samyaksam Buddhaya Chayata Om Vajre Vajre Mahavajre Mahateja Vajre Mahavidya Vajre Mahabodhi Chita Vajre Mahabodhi Mandopasam Kramana Vajre Sarvakama.
By the power of the truth of the three rare sublime ones, the blessings of the Buddhas, the Bodhisattvas, and the great wealth of the completed two connections, inconceivable and pure, may this power of the clouds of offerings arising through transformations of Arya, Samana, Mandra, Manjushri, and so forth, unimaginable, inexhaustible, equaling the sky, arise in the eyes of the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, be received. So now we can do our three prostrations. Those who've taken refuge, I think you need to do, and that nobody else can do what they like. We'll do together our prostrations, okay?
Om Namo Manjushriye, Namo Sushriye, Namo Uttamashriye Svaha. Om Namo Manjushriye, Namo Sushriye, Namo Uttamashriye Svaha. Om Namo Manjushriye, Namo Sushriye, Namo Uttamashriye Svaha.
Okay, so then everybody please relax. Okay, you want to run a bit.
Listen here, everyone. To the best of your ability, squeeze in tight. Okay. So I just really think we'll do. I mean, we can do a little prayer and then talk about something if you want. I think we had enough teaching to sink a ship, frankly. But if you have questions and want to talk about something to finish, something optimistic, positive maybe. But there's all these different prayers here, these praises, they're very wonderful to read, you know. We did the 12 D's. Put on his teaching, we didn't do the 12 deeds. Depend on rising, 21 Tyras. I think we could do 21 Tyras. I could chant it in English, okay? 115.
115.
Yep. Tara is the manifestation of power, success, action, cutting through the obstacles, making things happen, fearlessness. She's the Dolma, her name in Tibetan is liberator from fears. And fears means all the delusions, because all the delusions are in the nature of fear.
115.
Okay, so you chant it in English, so just relax and enjoy. It's like rap. Just relax. Okay.
115.
Oh, I've got 155.
So we start with the first one there. Well, the first little thing first. That sounds like Hare Krishna.
That sounds like good timing.
All right, good music.
Okay. Oh, my prostrate to a noble transcendental liberator. Homage, Taurus, lips heroic. Eyes like lightning instantaneous. Sprung from opening statements of the Lord of the World's tear-born lotus. Homage, she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at full length. Blazing with black rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden blue one lotus. Waterborn in hand adorned. Giving off at calm austerities. Patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, of Tathagatas, actions triumph without limit. Relied on my conquerous children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, won't desire direction and space. Trampling with her feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All Lord, Chakra Agni Brahma Maru, honored by the host of spirits, Kortrejas, Gandavas, Yakshas. Homage with her tray and pair sounds, destroying birth magic diagrams, earth existing left out. Right back, blazing in red, reaching fireblaze. Homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions. She was frowning lotus scissors, who is slayer of all enemies. Homage to her fingers, adorn her with three jewel mudra. Light ray masses all excited, all directions wheels adorn her. Homage, she's so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light. Birthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage able to summon and all her guardians assembly, straightening, burning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage crown adorned with crescent, moon all ornaments for shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage she betrayed the blaze like eon ending fire abiding, righteous left and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, stirring with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace of honor. She endowed with all men saw her, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing first bodies asunder, frees with Kong and knowledge mantra, arrangement of the 10 letters. Homage, sure a whispered letter of the shape of syllable Hung, backward stamping shakes the three worlds, Mary, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage, holding in her hand the dear marked moon of Deva late form, with thrice spoken Tara and Pep, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings and the Kanaras do honor. Armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels their dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon. With thrice Tara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating power, the sense of the three angels. Destroys hosts and spirits, yakshas, and grace forms the supreme truly. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations thus are 21. Okay, so maybe we just think, what do you do with all this? How do we take all this with us, you know? How to get all this stuff in the most down-to-earth way, completely integrated into the natural way we do it. In other words, if you learn how to, you know, walk and talk, eventually, in the beginning it's artificial, but eventually it just becomes who you are. Well, that's the way to think about this stuff. So the first one is, yes, it's really, I can't stress enough, because we're creatures of form and habit, and because we're all bone lazy, it's really good to have a disciplined practice. We all know we are happy with ourselves when we do that, even if it is 5 minutes. Don't be neurotic. I think you'll do an hour and a half a day, you'll give up in 3 days, you know, it's too extreme. But we really just kind of feel, it's not, oh my God, my boring old practice. It's like as if you're having your dinner, having your breakfast, going to the toilet, going to bed. It's just the components of your life, and you add this into your kind of your life, your lifestyle. The more you think of it as ordinary but never as special, the more you'll be happy to do it, you know. But I promise you, you've got to have such discipline. I know from my own life, you constantly have to reinforce your wish to do it. Of course, it's boring. If you get excited every time, aren't you lucky? You know? But our excitement always ends. And then we get bored and then we give it up. It is the commonest story in the entire universe. So you've got to have this will. So the first thing is, like I talked before, all the lamas say when it comes to enthusiastic perseverance, the fourth of the six perfections, the most important, because that's the one that causes you to never give up, is to realize the benefits of the goal. Because this is so rarefied, it's really hard to remember the benefits. It's also intellectual for us. So even if you can't imagine being enlightened, imagine the benefits to yourself of working on your mind, becoming familiar with your mind, creating a bit of virtue, sowing a few decent seeds. It's like a little bit of practice every day when you understand the logic of, we all know a little bit every day of anything counts. It works. It grows you. So here we're trying to grow ourselves into this person of wisdom and compassion. That's the essence of it. The bottom line. Wisdom begins with lesser, stopping harming others, controlling your attachment, controlling your anger, controlling your depression, controlling your ridiculous up and down mind, you know? I mean, I say we are all bipolar, and it's just a question of degree. I am really deadly serious. The more we understand Buddha's view about attachment and aversion, the more we really understand that concept. It's not meant to be a cliche, I promise. So we're all excited and happy. It's easy to do anything. But then you get depressed, you want to throw the whole world out, you know? So to keep some kind of semblance of logical analysis and stability, even if you're feeling bored to tears, you know if you've got to do your garden, you've got to do your garden every day. Whether you feel happy or sad, it's not relevant. And it's the same here. If we use happy feelings as our criterion of success, well, you might as well give up now. Honestly. So you just realize you're sowing seeds, long-term view, understanding that logic. Then if you feel miserable, you'll do it. If you feel happy, you'll do it. They're a bonus or not. It's the sowing of the seeds, the programming of your mind, the digging these new grooves in your mind. That's the point. That's the thing we're trying to do, you know. So then you'll understand even 5 minutes in the morning. So if you've taken refuge, you've got the commitments to offer to the Buddha Dharma Sangha every day, to respect the images of Buddha Dharma Sangha, try and love sentient beings, try and study a bit every day, to offer your first mouthful of your food every day. Just, it's a training, like anything, it's training, you know, and that becomes integrated into your life. So the first, again, I repeat, the best way to start, the moment you wake up, you notice, oh my God, I'm still alive. You need to do that. That's counteracting grasping at permanence. It's powerful. Then you think, make the most of today. Sow seeds to protect my body, speech, and mind from harm, and to develop the virtue of using my body and speech. Body and speech for the sake of others, and my mind for me. When you hop out of bed, if you want to do it, three prostrations. So your first thoughts are Dharma, your first action is Dharma, your first speech is Dharma. So powerful. Reminds you of what you're trying to do, your long-term goal. Then you go, ideal, go pee, wash yourself, go straight to your little altar, if you've got one. Even just have a Buddha statue, and make an offering, and take refuge 3 times. That's all you're committed to. You don't need to sit down and do more, but it helps if you'd like to. It's a bonus. Then throughout the day, you promise you're going to watch your body and speech like a hawk. Be conscious. If you want to think the body such a way, it's more profound. Your body and speech is for the sake of whoever sees you, hears you, smells you. Think this way. It's so profound. And then your mind is your business. This is profound. Then the end of the day, before you get too exhausted, you sit down and do those four. permanent powers. Even just sitting there for five, thinking, what have I done today? What an idiot. Regret the cursing, regret kicking the dog, regret being lazy, regret this, regret that, and then I regret anything I've ever done since previous time to harm sentient beings. Why, Rabina? Because I'm sick of suffering, baby. I regret. Whom can I turn to? Buddha. Take refuge. Then have compassion. Then you do a few mantras. Then you vow to change. I won't kill, won't lie, won't steal. It takes like a minute to do those four steps. It's so profound for your own mind. It doesn't have to be holy. And then, as Ami Yeshe says, you go to bed with a happy mind. One day over. Next wake up, same thing. You just make it integrated into your life in the most humble way. Then as you develop, if you continue with all this, that's the infrastructure. Then you add pieces onto it. You grow your practice morning and night. You study a bit more. You do a retreat. You add a practice. You get initiation. You add this. You add that. So helpful. So natural. So logical. So incremental, you know. And it's reminding you of what you're trying to become. The only reason you're doing this is so you can become this amazing person. Bring it into your daily life, and it's natural. You don't talk about it, you don't rave on about it to people who aren't ready. It's your own private business, you know. Then it becomes deeper and integrates into you. That's it, really. And just keep moving, never give up. That's it. Let's do a couple of these dedication, just a few dedication prayers, these aspirational prayers, dedicating for ourselves and all sentient beings, okay? Then we can go. Before the rain kicks us out. Is it the Hare Krishna or is it? It is really the Hare Krishna?
Yeah, they're coming.
We've got space for them. We've got enough space for them.
No, they're staying there, I think.
They're there, okay. Yeah. How amazing. Okay, let's just do... We'll do 171 and 173, okay? Okay. Plus they're kind of sexy and rhythmic.
They're in tune.
I know. 172.
Wait,
171. It's called the final Lamrim prayer. It's just this aspirational. It's very nice, you know. It says here two collections. That's the collection of wisdom, the collection of the second one. It's like, you know, the collections of virtue and purification. But from my two collections, vast as space, that I have amassed from working with effort at this practice for a great length of time, may I become the chief leading Buddha for all those whose mind's wisdom eye is blinded by ignorance. Even if I do not reach this state, may I be held in your loving compassion for all lives of Manjushri. May I find the best of completeness. Using skillful means drawn by the strong force of compassion, may I clear the darkness from the minds of all beings with the points of the path as I have discerned them. May I uphold Buddha's teachings for a very long time. With my heart going out with great compassion in whatever direction the most precious teachings have not yet spread, or once spread have declined, may I reveal this treasure of happiness and aid. May the minds of those who wish for liberation be granted bounteous peace, and the Buddha's deeds be nourished for a long time. By even this greatest path to enlightenment completed, due to the wondrous virtuous conduct of the Buddhas and their heirs or their sons and daughters, may all human and non-human beings who eliminate adversity and create conducive conditions for practicing the excellent paths never be parted in any of their lives from the purest path praised by the Buddhas. Whenever someone makes effort to act in accordance with the tenfold Mahayana virtuous practices, may they always be assisted by the mighty ones, and may oceans of prosperity spread for everywhere. And these wonderful Bodhisattva prayers, some of the verses His Holiness selected from the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. It's got hundreds of verses, and he likes these the most, so we'll say these. This is Lama Zopa's translations of the verses. For the sake of completing the welfare of all sentient beings, without any sense of loss, I give up my body, enjoyments, and wealth, as well as all virtues of the three times. By renouncing all, go beyond suffering. My mind achieves the non-abiding sorrowless state, enlightenment. Once I gave up altogether, it is best to give away all for sentient beings. I give up this body comfortably as they want, to all the sentient beings, however is comfortable for them to use, always killing, criticizing, beating, and so forth, that they may do whatever they like. Sentient beings play with my body, ridicule and make fun of me, as I have already given it to them. Why do I go against this? Let the sentient beings be allowed to do any action that doesn't do harm to them. Whoever encounters me, may it never be meaningless for them. Just by looking at me, anyone who gets angry or has a devoted thought arise, may that mind alone be the cause to accomplish all the welfare of those living beings. Any being who criticizes me, puts down, or anyone who gives harm like that, even making fun of me behind my back, may all become fortunate to achieve great enlightenment. May I become a savior for those who are guideless, a guide for those who enter the road, a boat, a ship, a bridge, for those who wish to cross over a great river to the dry land. May I be an island for those seeking an island, a light for those desiring light, bedding for those desiring a place to rest, sentient beings who desire a slave. May I become a slave of all. May I become a wish-granted jewel, a wish-fulfilling vase, powerful mantra and great medicine, a wish-fulfilling tree, a wish-granting cow for those sentient beings. Become the great elements, the earth, forever boundless sky. May I become the cause of living of the innumerable sentient beings. Like that, towards the realms of sentient beings who equal the limit of the sky, may I become a cause of living always until the non-abiding sorrowless state is achieved. As long as space exists, as long as sentient beings exist, may I too suffering of sentient beings. I don't know, I think that's enough. Don't you? Is that enough? Optimistic aspirations? No?
Sure.
Okay. So maybe... The Bodhicitta pray one more time. Jam chub sem chug rinpoche ma ke panam ke gyuchi ke panyam pa me payang gong ne gong du bhava shok. And maybe never develop even for a moment wrong views towards these of our most precious teachers. With faith and respect gained from seeing their goodness, may their full inspiration flow into our hearts.
Mother victorious ones of three times and ten directions, Dharmakaya the faithless, embraced by great compassion, my perfect Arya, the ordinary form, the guide towards pitiful transmigrants, that guideless, how kind you are. May all your wishes be instantly fulfilled, and may your life be stable until samsara ends.
Almighty One, we would destroy all
the delusions,
we reveal the Dharma of Scripture and realization, spreading into the immense continuum of transmigrating beings, thereby eliminating the dual obscuration, including their imprints.
How kind you are,
to may all your wishes be instantly fulfilled, and may your life be stable until samsara ends. By the blessings of the Guru, the deity, and the Dharma protectors, any betraying actions and their results, as well as the truth of ultimate reality, in all my lifetimes may I only please, never be pleased for even 1 second, the Guru, and may all the vital points of my prayers be fulfilled.
Okay. That's it. Let's go to have dinner.
Are we going to dinner now?
Oh no, it's 6 o'clock dinner.
So we're going back to the hotel.
What time is it now?
We're coming back here.
Who's leaving early tomorrow? Tonight? Who's leaving?
Karen.
Where are you?
Tonight?
Karen.
Where is she?
There.
Oh, you're leaving.
Yeah.
Okay, now. What time?
9.
So you can come and be the dinner first. Come on.
Okay.
Darling, you don't need 3 hours there, I promise you.
I really do not, darling.
I trust you. 2 or 3 hours.
So you can have a bit of dinner, then go.
Yeah.
Where do you go?
Good. Well, enjoy it. Okay.
Who? Andreas Reese.
Are you? When?
Tomorrow at 7.
Oh, you'll be for dinner though.
Okay.
For dinner, yes, yeah, sorry.
So we mightn't see Amber because he's got a terrible migraine. What's the story?
He hasn't been back today. He came this morning, but he's
He gets migraines, the poor guy.
Oh.
So he won't be coming tonight. What a pity. Okay.
He's coming tomorrow.
Good, I hope so. He's better. Okay, darling, so then just do your own thing. Circumambulate. Come talk to me, Lizzie. Circumambulate. Do whatever you like. We'll see each other at 6 at the Hyatt. Isn't it?
Yes.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, darlings.
Thank you.
I think it's... I just rejoice. I think it's amazing.
Thank you.
So happy.
Thank you.
See you tonight, 6 o'clock. At the Roxo. The Roxo.
Dinner's not at the Hyatt.
No, the Roxy. At the Hyatt.
Oh,
the Roxy. That's just outside the front door on the left is the Roxy.
It looks like there's a big wedding there, though.
Well,
that's for us.
They didn't set up special tables today.
We'll just get there at 6. The food will be ready.
What have they done to the tables?
It's one long table.
How we had it the last time?
Yeah, but it's just positioned in front of the window, and they said they're going to open the balcony.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
Yeah.
That's it.
So we're all sitting on one table all together.
Good, that's how we did last time. Good.
Nice.
So it's a very nice cafe, actually. So, and they drink alcohol. You can serve you. I think the menu's got meat and stuff in it. You can choose what you want. And I think they buy alcohol there and everything. But the drinks are on you.
Yeah, the drinks are on
you. If you want to get drunk, that's up to you. Just pay. Okay? Okay, darling. See you.
Thank
I'll see you there.
You.